Hello everyone, you've tuned into the Simple Thoughts, Many Reflections podcast, the show that brings you a few minutes of lighthearted and simple everyday thoughts and some reflections on those thoughts. And I'm your host, Faisal Hasnain. Today's episode is about the origins of Valentine's Day, which is today. Now, for most people, Valentine's Day, which is celebrated each year on 14th of February, is all about love and romance. It's a time to give your loved ones Cupid's arrow cards and gifts of red roses, teddy bears holding hearts, chocolates and sweet candy, and at the next level, gifts of pearls, gold and diamonds. And it's a happy occasion and one of the most popular and celebrated dates on the calendar. But what is the origin of Saint Valentine's Day? When did it start and what does it actually represent? Now, there are two or three different stories about this that have evolved over the years. However, the story that is the most quoted and is the most popular and plausible one is regarding Saint Valentine, a Christian priest from Terni, which is a small town in Umbria in Italy. Valentine was born in the 3rd century in 226 AD. When the Roman Empire was in its glory days, with Claudius II as emperor. And at that time, Christianity was illegal and the Christians were being persecuted by the Romans. Now, Claudius II, who was also known as Claudius the Cruel, was an ambitious ruler and wanted to expand his empire and therefore got involved in many wars with neighboring countries. And so he needed lots and lots of soldiers. But at the same time, he was also losing a lot of soldiers in each battle. And in fact, he started losing some battles due to lack of soldiers. So he went on a massive soldier recruitment drive and started recruiting, sometimes forcibly, young men from all parts of his vast empire. But Claudius was having a difficult time getting soldiers to willingly join his military leagues. And at the same time, his existing soldiers were tired of the never-ending military campaigns and felt homesick and longed to go home to their families. And therefore, morale was quite low. Now, Claudius started to think that the young Roman men were unwilling to join his army because of their strong attachment to their wives and families. He also felt that being married with a family made his soldiers soft and longed for home, and therefore they were not committed to his cause, but were committed to their families. Which, on reflection, probably does have an element of logic to it, but he didn't understand that soldiers are not machines, and they do need a break as well. Anyway, Claudius had an idea. To get around this problem, what he did was to declare marriage and engagements by his soldiers as illegal. Wow, now that's a real brainwave, isn't it? Now, at the same time, there was a Christian priest named Valentine who was spreading Christianity in secret, and he continued spreading the word of God and also defied Claudius by secretly continuing to perform marriage ceremonies. However, he was discovered, was arrested, and brought to Rome before the emperor. Claudius asked Valentine to publicly renounce Christianity and to admit that what he did was wrong, and then he would let him go. But Valentine refused. So he was sentenced to death and thrown in prison. Now, while in jail, he started helping his fellow prisoners and also started teaching them about Christianity. This impressed his jailer, who also started a conversation with Valentine about Christianity and the Gospels. The jailer then asked Valentine to teach his young daughter, Julia, who had been blind since birth. And so Julia started visiting Valentine daily to learn about Christianity and expressed her wish that if only she could see the world. Valentine then placed his hands over her eyes, and when he removed them, her eyesight was miraculously restored and she could see. Soon, Valentine and Julia fell deeply in love, and when Valentine was executed on 14th of February 270 AD, he left a letter for Julia, which he signed off as "From Your Valentine." And that is the origin of the Valentine's Day love message. Now, moving on. A couple of hundred years passed, and Christianity by now had spread widely within the Roman Empire and became the state religion. And in 496 AD, Valentine was proclaimed as a saint by Pope Gelasius. And the first official Saint Valentine's Day was celebrated on 14th of February 496 in memory of Saint Valentine of Terni. Now let's pause here. At that time, the memory of Saint Valentine and Saint Valentine's Day on 14th of February represented something completely different from what is celebrated today. At that time, it was about doing what we feel is right in our hearts, helping our fellow humans, spreading the word of God, and the sacrifice that one sometimes has to make to do the right thing and to stand up for your beliefs. So, Valentine's Day did not initially start out as a day linked with courtship and romance. It actually started in a Roman jail. So how did it become linked to and associated with romantic and secret love? For that, we have to thank the famous English poet Geoffrey Chaucer, who in 1375 wrote about Valentine's Day in his poem called Parliament of Fowls, in which he says, "For this was on Saint Valentine's Day, when every bird comes there to choose his mate." That was when people in England started writing to their loved ones as a Valentine, and was the beginning of the tradition of courtly love, a ritual of expressing love and admiration, and usually in secret. This custom spread throughout Europe, and stories are also told about parties that took place where people read love poems and played games of flirtation. So this continued for a few hundred years when in the 1800s, during the Victorian era, the English firm Cadbury, the chocolate company, started marketing and associating chocolate with Valentine's Day and came up with their red heart-shaped chocolate boxes that proved to be an instant hit as gifts of love. Then in the early 1900s, the card company Hallmark started the Valentine's card craze with the introduction of a whole host of attractive Valentine cards with beautiful Valentine's Day messages. And since then, the Valentine's Day economic momentum has steamrolled on and on. And today, it's a multi-billion dollar economic occasion, and it is estimated that in the USA alone, the amount spent on Valentine's Day gifts this year will be between $25 and $30 billion. Wow. But let's not forget where it all started, which was in a prison in Rome in 270 AD. And why it started? Because Saint Valentine defied the Emperor of Rome to stand up for his beliefs. Okay? So that's all for today, folks. Thank you for listening, and I hope that you enjoyed this show. And if you did, then please subscribe to get access to previous episodes and to receive future episodes automatically. And if you can share this podcast with a friend, I would be very grateful, and that would be fantastic. As always, take care and have a wonderful day. This is Faisal signing out.